Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Ernie Yarbrough, filling in for Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, all the issues, solid conservative, and just plain right. Take a moment here. We got Hannah Stevens on the line, the famous UA sign girl. And we'll take a break from politics in particular to do sports with not too much politics, perhaps, but nonetheless, Hannah Stevens is on the air here. Talk about all things SEC football. After all, it's August. Fall is coming, and football is not far away. Hannah Stevens, thank you for joining us here today on Right Side Radio.
Of course. How are you doing today, Ernie? My pleasure.
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining on here. And I wanted to just kind of pitch it off to you and say, hey, you're an expert in football in general and SEC football in particular. And so, you know, there's been a lot of changes. Obviously, there's, you know, NIL stuff, mm-hmm. playoff changes, SEC changes. And so as we look to what's coming up here in the fall with football, what's your feel and take for where the SEC is at in particular? Which teams are going to kind of rise to the top?
Sure. I mean, I think this year is probably going to be one of the most crucial we've seen in SEC football. And why I say that is you look at the way last year ended, right? I mean, Alabama getting left out of the football playoffs. And, you know, Nick Saban spoke about that earlier this month when he was kind of asked, you know, what's going to happen this year? Is there going to be a bigger gap? Is there going to be a smaller gap? And I agree with him because the front runner of the SEC, really, I think the three teams are going to be Texas, Georgia, and Alabama, are really going to set precedents for the SEC. And when you look at teams like possibly LSU, A&M, and Ole Miss, that are kind of be the middle-tier teams in the SEC, so to speak, I think the problem we're seeing and that they're going to have to continue to evaluate is what really matters. Is it wins or is it strength of schedule? Because when you look at Alabama last year from a strength of schedule standpoint, and even this year, let's say Alabama loses one or two games, if the committee is simply going based on wins, Alabama's going to be out. But if they're going to look at strength of schedule, Alabama's going to have one of the toughest schedules in the entire country. And so that's going to be something to talk about. But I think, you know, when you look at teams, Ernie, I think, you know, I said this off air to you, but I think I want to go ahead and say this now, is I think there's one team in the SEC that everyone is kind of overlooking, and that's Oklahoma. Oklahoma got Washington State quarterback John Mateer. They have Jaden Arch from Cal, who's a fantastic running back. And when you look at what John Mateer was able to do for the Cougars, I think that was really a missing piece why Oklahoma struggled so much like they did last season. So I think Oklahoma is for sure going to be the team in the SEC to keep an eye on. The other three teams, like I said earlier, Alabama, Georgia, A&M, I think those are no-brainers. I mean, obviously you look at Arch Manning, what he's been able to do, I think, is going to be really crucial. How he's going to be able to play Alabama. All eyes are on Alabama. Have Keelon Russell, Ty Simpson returning, some fantastic players on both sides of the ball. What's Alabama going to be able to do in Georgia? A team that's kind of been trying to get back to glory for the last couple of seasons. And then you have A&M, LSU, and Ole Miss who, you know, we're going to see what happens. Can Nussmeier, you know, can he be the guy to come back another year and really perform well? And then the other team they've lived up for is Vanderbilt. Not because they're going to be good, but because their quarterback cannot seem to think that he won't stop talking about winning national championship. So you got to love that confidence going into this season. But no, I'm excited, and I think that from an SEC perspective, this is going to be one of, if not the best SEC football season we've probably seen in a decade, Ernie. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
Well, I am super excited for it. We're out of time, but we're super excited to see what unfolds. Football is just around the corner. Hannah Stevens bringing the heat for football and sports. Thank you so much. And that is a wrap for the Right Side Way.